Blog Talk Radio.
Codex. Sleeping giants, unchained lions, unlocked cages, men and women, neutralized in stasis, vaccinated, fear mandated, punished, hated, secret contract, undebated, perpetual part-time jobs, slaves created, wake up workers, change the game, full-time jobs for all, two-person crews, respect and safety for you know who. Take control of your union, make the sellout's head spin, show the world how a real union wins, organize now with her and him. Action, 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 wake up you sleeping giants, be defiant, non-compliant, take what you deserve, no more silence. No more silence.
July 9th. You sleeping giants, CTA workers, PACE workers. You might not know this, but the mismanagers and the politicians, they're scared to death of you. Yeah, they're scared. I think you know why. We got a protest coming up Friday, just a couple days from now. Friday is the day. Blue Line, Forest Park Terminal. CTA, bus and rail workers, PACE. Anybody who's off the clock, join us. Riders, other workers, union workers, non-union workers who are tired, performance, the terrible, filthy vehicles and facilities. Especially you CTA workers, tired of the BS and the harassment. You part-timers, second chancers, flagmen, customer service, assistants. Everyone's doing full-time work at part-time pay. What's up with that? No pension, no medical, or sorry, no dental. Paid vacation, just work, work, work. Work, work, work. Be happy you have a job. Shut up. And then our union presidents, all they want to do is go on trips and parties. We're going to have a barbecue. We're going to have a party. Be happy, people. Coming or not, you got to come. You got to come. Let's see who we got on the line. We're going to get started. 4489 to us.
What's up? What's up, brother Eric? This the new boogeyman. Boogeyman Robert.
Ooh, the boogeyman apprentice.
Yeah, I'm learning. I'm learning from the best.
Well, you know, we can't touch the original boogeyman, Andre Thompson, now. So hopefully he'll join us today.
Yeah.
Man, well, thanks for being with us, brother. Glad you can co-host with us, brother.
Oh, no problem. No problem. I'll chime in when we need some discussion going.
Very good, very good. And, you know, I was thinking that the doorbell. What the hell? My doorbell's ringing. Hang on a minute, Robert. Let me check the door. Oh, my God, I'm looking through the people. You wouldn't believe who's at my front door, Robert.
Who's that?
Take a guess.
Is it Keith Hill?
It's not only is it Keith Hill, but it's Keith Hill and Eric Dixon.
Oh, man, the two stooges. Okay.
All right, should I see what they want?
Yeah, go ahead, brother.
Okay, all right, let me open up. Hey, what's going on, brothers?
Hey, man. Hey, you got dual unionism. You against the union.
What'd you say, Keith? I don't understand. You what all that mumbling, man?
You against the union. You got to go out the back.
What you mean I got to go out the back? This is my house. Get the hell out of here. Get out of here. I told him, right?
Oh, yeah. Lost his damn mind telling you to go out the back door of your own house.
Man, he thinks this is a local 241 union meeting, man. He could just send us out the alley. What's up with that, man?
Yep. out the alley with the rats, with the garbage, with the trash.
Yeah. I wasn't even going to talk to Eric Dixon, man. I was afraid he's about to run me over with his car, so I ain't going to talk to him, man.
Oh, yeah. Run you over with his pimp daddy Cadillac.
Did windows. Yes, sir. Oh, who we got here? Let's see. We got a guest caller. What? Talk to us. Who's on the line here? Who is this? I can't see your name.
This is badge number 55726. It's Eric, bro. What's going on?
Oh, man. Brother Eric.
I should say former badge number 55726 before they got to me. But, man, listen, it's great to hear you guys getting together and taking on these real issues. And even though I can't be there anymore, because I got this lawsuit going on, I really, really respect the work that you guys are doing. You guys are doing the real heavy lifting, and you guys are getting things done that I couldn't even imagine years ago when I was in the trenches. So much respect to you guys, you know?
Peace, man. We appreciate you helping. We appreciate you helping build the foundation that we stand on, brother.
That was nothing, man. But so I did not yet have a chance to look at the new administration's little paper on public transportation in Chicago. I heard it's a gigantic document, and I'm already behind on my reading, so I did not have a chance to look at that yet. I do have a couple of ideas, regardless of what's. I do have a couple of ideas, regardless of what's in there. Good idea to write off the administration right now. I mean, I'm talking about Fifth Floor and 121 LaSalle. I think the way to approach this, I think the best idea would be to have a discussion in Justice Coalition in terms of what we want from the administration and what we want them to know about our actual conditions. Because, you know, CTA is going to lie to them and 241 and 308 is going to lie to them. You know what I mean? So I think we should get it together in terms of what we want and what we want them to know, and then see if we could get a meeting with one of the mayor's representatives to lay all that stuff out with them. You know, because for the first time we have – I'm not sure. I don't really want to heap praises on a sitting mayor, but the thing is, for the first time since 1987, we have a mayor that is not hostile to labor. Now, whether or not he's actually going to deliver is a different question, so we need to keep the heat on. But we should take advantage of the good situation that we have to open a line of communication with City Hall.
Hey, Eric, man, I really appreciate you calling in. And, I just, you know, for those that don't know, Brother Eric here. This is another Eric struck, was unjustly terminated by the Chicago Transit Authority with the assistance of Local 241 President Keith Hill. And it's really important that we remember and stand up for those who no longer work with us that were unjustly fired and punished. So Eric, I kind of like what you're saying. I highly recommend you read the transportation section of that document, because yeah, that's a whole lot of crap to read. It's really as it was posted by the coalition, but I agree. We got it, you know, because the union, the elected union people, they don't represent us at all, at all. I mean, they don't even, they're just not even relevant. And we do need to inform the mayor's new deputy of transportation, because that he hasn't appointed him yet. But whenever that gets appointed, I do believe that the CTA workers need to get in front of that person and let them know, not in secret, but publicly, what the hell's going on.
Right on, right on. Yeah, that would be great. I'd love to stay in communication with you about that, because this could be, you know, a turning point for everybody. Depends on how we play our cards. But also, I have been up all night, and I've only gotten a couple hours sleep, so I can't believe that I'm actually performing coherent sentences right now. So I got to get back to bed. But I'm definitely going to try and be there on Friday. What time is the hour of power demonstration on Friday?
3 to 4.
Okay, I'm gonna try my best to make it. I got a wedding reception to go to after that, though. But I'm gonna try and I'm gonna try and make that for sure. So,
and I'll,
but
and I'll be there a little early for the shop. We're gonna have an emergency meeting in the parking lot with the mechanics there.
Right on.
Right before that. So thanks a lot for being with us.
Sure, no problem. And I wish you you brothers and sisters the best of luck, man. It's you know, we're the environment that we're doing this work in. This is a rising tide, man, with the Teamsters and the UAW, and that's going to make its way to ATU at some point, and that's my hope. So, anyway, you guys, wish you the best, and I'll talk to you soon. All right.
Thank you, brother.
Have a good one, Eric.
Touch.
Thank you.
You too. See you.
So, Robert, what'd you think of Brother Eric's comment? What kind of response do you have?
Oh, yeah, that's great. Yeah, I think that's great. We need to reach out to the deputy or the transition co-chair, whatever his title is. I think it might be Cam Buckner. Reach out to him, let him know what's going on, let him know from the – they're going to automatically go to the union to see what the issues are, when that's the last thing they should be doing, because they're going to lie. They're going to twist the story. They're not going to tell them the full truth, the real truth. So if they want to know what the employees of the Chicago Transit Authority are going through, they need to come straight to the employees. Skip the bull crap union mismanagers. Come straight to the employees. And that's what we're doing. I think that's what we're doing, Eric, with Twitter. We're letting them know, and on social media, we're letting them know. And I think the riders and the passengers are, you know, on our side, because they have no idea, or they never heard of or had any type of idea of the type of mistreatment that we go through.
Yeah, yeah, you're right, brother. And the union elected people, it's like they protect and cover up for all the CTA mismanagement, all the brutality, the threats of violence, even murder by some of these disgusting psychopaths that are hired as managers at the CTA. There's some horrible, I don't, and the union don't want to, union presidents won't say anything for being fired, for being injured. And then they make a deal, they grieve it, and then they make a deal, the CTA will make a deal with these injured people, some of them, and they'll say, okay, you just got to accept a behavioral violation instead of a gross absenteeism. And they're like, wait a minute, I didn't do anything wrong. I was just injured on duty. Well, you know, that's the best we can do. What the hell, you know? Yeah, it's horrible, brother. It's horrible. And the rioters, yeah, well, our Twitter at the Justice Coalition, boy, we got hundreds. We got, like, right now we got 597. We just started in this February and 2021, but we really started to just hit it hard. And we've been blowing up. We got writers that almost unanimously, who are on Twitter, unanimously support full-time jobs for all, brick-and-mortar bathrooms for the workers, two-person crews. You know, some of them are saying, man, we need to be paid $100 an hour. I mean, these are writers posting this stuff. And the union, they don't want to, these union elected leaders, they don't like this kind of talk. They don't like that writers are sympathizing with us.
Yep, they don't want the writers to be on the worker side. They want the writers to be on Mr. 33% side, Mr. Dorval Carter, Mr. Riot, the system once a year.
Can you tap me on, brother? I forgot my venture card.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah, spokesperson, you know, try to cover for him and say, oh, well, you know, he rides the system more than once a year, but, you know, employees recognize him, so they just automatically let him in. He doesn't have to tap. Yeah, bull crap.
Yeah, which could get them written up for a procedural violation because you're supposed to tap the turnstile as an employee.
Yep.
Brian Steele, he told on President Dorval Carter, ratted him out. We're going to have a procedural violation for Mr. 33%. Oh,
yep,
man.
He should follow the rules just like all of us.
That's right. Obey. Be happy you have a job, Mr. Carter. All right, well, let's break this down. So the transportation section for the transition report from Mayor Brandon Johnson's transition team is now public. We have links for it in the description of the show. We have many other things that will be useful to this discussion and useful to help educate the riders and the coworkers about the realities that we're dealing with. Opening it up, there's some pretty illustrations on the first two pages. And then the seventh, there's a total of about 9 pages for the transportation section. That's all we're going to focus on. And you got 2 pages of colorful illustrations, graphics, and then the rest of it is a bunch of text that I had to force myself to read. This morning, I was going to do it last night, and I kept falling asleep. So I said, I need to get some sleep. So I got some sleep, and I still kept falling asleep. So I did read it, everybody. So the first goal for transportation in the city of Chicago, according to the transition team, is to stabilize CTA service delivery and reliability. And they do that through accountability, collaboration, coordination, investment in reliability, sustainable funding, and a holistic approach to safety. In other words, nothing. Nothing is going to be done any different to stabilize CTA service and delivery and reliability, because guess what? The Chicago Transit Authority Board of Directors and the mismanagement will tell you and show you that they are accountable. They collaborate. They coordinate. They invest in reliability, and they make sure there's sustainable funding. They're accountable to who? Themselves. And they make it public on YouTube every month. You can see it, and that's what they'll tell you. Collaboration, coordination. They work with PACE and Metra to do things, to move the people. Invest in reliability. Sure, they spend money that they have, that they take away from the workers on cute little signs and little LED displays that sometimes work. But no matter what they put in the, no matter how much money they invest in counting people on the buses and the trains and putting LED displays on all the platforms and everywhere, if you don't pay the people who maintain and operate the system, it's not going to be reliable. I don't care how much you invest in that stuff, in that technology. A holistic approach to safety. Well, that's what they'll say. But let me ask you this about the holistic approach. Brandon Johnson and Cam Buckner and the illustrious transition team. It ain't holistic if it doesn't include the CTA workers, goddammit. And there's not a damn thing that you put in this piece of garbage that talks about us. Think robots run the system? It seems like it. What about brick-and-mortar bathrooms? You want a holistic approach. The CTA workers, especially on the bus side, have to go in porta-potties at all times of year at the bus turnaround. See, buses, sometimes they go to a rail terminal, and sometimes they don't. They have another kind of terminal. They call it a bus turnaround. Most of them have porta-potties, not brick-and-mortar bathrooms. And because of all of these runs that are unfilled, but they keep cutting runs, so no one wants to ride the system reliable because they cut the run, cut over the past three decades, trains and buses. These workers are doing more trips with less, these operators are doing more trips with less recovery time. That's not holistic, okay? And you, if you're talking about holistic approach to safety and sustainable funding, you have to address that. Because if the people operating the buses and the trains are getting sick, injured, can't use the toilet, they hate the job and want to quit it, they're getting tired of it, you're not going to be safe, because guess what? They're not safe. The CTA workers aren't safe. Let's look at goal number two. Increase equitable access to existing transportation. All right, let's look at what the illustrious team has to say. Now, I know some of y'all are getting upset with me. I don't give a goddamn rat's ass about a politician, okay? I'm going to tell you straight up. You love these Democrats or these Republicans, whatever the hell they are. They're the same thing, in my opinion. Now, you may disagree with me, Robert, and that's cool. But Joe Biden, Mr. Union, endorsed by all the unions, sold out the railroad workers, made sure he killed their efforts to strike. They were going to strike. They were going to shut down freight operation in this country to send a message to these billionaire bloodsuckers, these railroad carriers, these corporations, and he killed it. Mr. Union. So I'm not going to be friendly with y'all politicians. I'm just going to tell you the straight truth. We deserve to be treated better. And you look at goal number two, increase equitable access to existing transportation. Number one, reduce costs and accessibility barriers. Do you know what that means to me as a CTA worker? When you say the word reduce costs, it's cut jobs. cut jobs. That's what that means. Because that's all y'all do. Cut, 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 cut. Cheap, 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 cheap. You say censor people with disabilities. Good. What about the CTA workers with chronic illness? CTA management harasses and punishes anytime they're hurt or they get sick. The CTA mismanagement is discriminating against my coworkers who have chronic illness or they have disabilities. Yes, they do. They try to fire them. They try to harass them. When they have an incident and they have to go off work, they give them a hard time when they want to come back. It says accessible capital project. What the hell does that mean? What you making me think about housing projects? Affordable and integrated Divvy. Okay, I suppose you're talking about the Divvy bike. I got a Divvy membership. I like Divvy. So you, I think you mean you're going to have Divvy for CTA workers too, right? Free Divvy? You're going to have a Divvy bike at the bus garages and the terminals, right? All of them. Because when you got 74th bus garage, those operators got to go catch their bus or they got to go relieve a bus a couple blocks away. So let them have a Divvy bike then, right? Maybe that's what you mean? I hope. Grow number three, grow investments in equitable transportation. Okay, here we go with this corporate speak mumbo jumbo. Integrated and multimodal planning. What the hell is that? I don't know what that is. I don't know what the hell you're talking about. Clear and intentional equity lens. You know what? Servicer jobs, full-time jobs, and replace them with slave labor. Slave labor. How clear can I be with you? How clear can you see the truth? Equity. We have black and Latino, majority black and Latino men and women who paid their price to society for some felony, and then CTA hires them, makes them work 40-hour work weeks, doing the same thing that the full-timers do. They have no paid vacation. They're paid half. They have limited access to grievance procedures and arbitration. This is clearly, do you want equitable transportation? Then you should have equitable employment. We have customer service assistants, like the Second Chancellor, doing full-time work. Part-time pay, same crap benefits, unpaid vacations that they have to pick. This is not equitable. Equitable transit-oriented development, ETOD. The CTA will tell you, Dorval Carter, Mr. 33%, will tell you, we're doing this. And I'm telling you, they are not doing it. But I don't think you understand that you cannot have any of this if the CTA workers are not treated equitably, long-term sustainable funding. What is that? Address adverse health and environmental impacts. They don't do that for us. Occupational hazards or injuries are through the roof at CTA. But when we get hurt and we report injuries, guess what? We get drug tested and written up for a safety violation. So a lot of us don't report our injuries. And we just keep working. So we don't get written up. Goal number four, prioritize infrastructure that reinforces safe movement. Well, it sounds like you need a laxative. Make safe and accessible street design the default. Okay, So what about for the CTA employees? The riders deserve this, but how are you going to provide this for the riders if the employees don't have it? We don't have. We have a terminal at 63rd and Ashland on the Green Line. You cannot access that terminal where you work without climbing up a narrow staircase. We have elevators in the shop, in the shops. We got one at Howard. You can't even use the elevator. You got to go up like three stories. What about the workers? We're working 40, 50, 60-hour weeks. Joints are all messed up. There's no cafeteria for us to eat at the shops and the terminals. They made vending machines, junk food, food deserts surround us at every shop and terminal and garage. So we become sick and unhealthy. Our joints are messed up. We're overweight. We can't have an elevator. And if we use the elevator, the managers yell at us. They threaten us. They mock us. What the hell is that? Develop rapid response teams. What about us? What about when my coworkers get in an accident, crazy a shooting or something on their bus or their train? The CTA managers do anything? No, you okay? I just saw someone's head get blown off. I'm not okay. We don't get rapid response. Okay, can you go back to work? Can you come to work? Immediately, that person should be get injured on duty. Immediately. Put them out. Let them be off so that they can recover. Calm vehicular traffic. Okay, whatever. Multimodal options between neighbors. Here we go again. And more equitable traffic enforcement. Brother Robert, I think I talked a little too much. Your turn.
Yeah, so I read some of those pages in that document, Eric, but I didn't read all of them. But some of that stuff that's in there, like the BRT, the bus rapid transit lanes, I think that's a great thing. Buses should have priority over traffic. Just like they got the loop link downtown. It's a wonderful thing. It's a wonderful thing when you don't have to sit in traffic from stop to stop to stop to stop. And you got a dedicated lane just for buses. Now, sure enough, some of the times you got your semi-truck drivers, your UPS drivers, your FedEx drivers that park in the lane. But for the most part, the lanes are clear like they should be. And you can just go and do your job and not have to worry about traffic so much when you're in the loop. So I think that is a great thing. If they could expand that on some of the major intersections, some of the major thoroughfares like Ashland, Austin, Cicero, you know, those streets, that would be great. But some of this other stuff, I don't really know how they're going to implement this.
Yeah. By the way, for those of you who are accessing the transition document, Bus Rapid Transit, BRT, that Robert is talking about, which is, it's really healthy for the employees too, right? It's under the heading Invest in Improvements to Service and Reliability, and it's a near-term recommendation to prioritize the development of a citywide network of bus rapid transit and dedicated bus lanes to give buses priority over traffic. So the long-term recommendations are based on full staff and using new operating funding in partnerships with labor and community groups to achieve full staffing levels and provide enhanced pay and benefits to public transit workers. So, Brother Robert, I got the only problem I got with this BRT is this flowery language here when it talks about staffing. So the thing that sets me off is partnerships, okay, with labor and community groups. So we got to make sure that this partnership is the labor part is us, not Keith Hill and Eric Dixon, because they
right.
don't care, right? I mean, we can agree on that.
Yeah.
So, you know, either Eric Dixon and Keith Hill need to include us in these kind of discussions, or they just need to go directly to us, because we don't need these two men meeting, making partnerships, because we know what some partnerships turn out to be.
Side deals, backroom, backroom deals.
Right. And full staffing levels, to provide enhanced pay and benefits. Okay, wait a minute. Enhanced pay. See, when I see stuff like that, that's like, look, we need full-time jobs. You know, don't tell us enhanced pay, because the CPA says they got, in the union, are telling us they got us enhanced pay. Right?
Yeah, so we need clarification on that enhanced pay. What does that mean? Does that mean hero pay? Does that mean hazard pay? What does that exactly mean?
Yeah. A bonus every 5 years? What the hell? We don't know. You know? Enhanced service outside of rush hours. Okay. 24-hour service. You know? But, you know, you need to staff that too. You know, two-person crews, buses and trains. You know, we really got to push facts on these people, like hard information, hard demand. That's a flowery language, you know. Any other comments any other thoughts or comments on the report you had?
No, so I'm assuming that we're going to draft up a response from the Chicago Transit Justice Coalition, and we're going to submit that, right?
I think we should. We should do something, you know. And I think we could do it in one page. I think we could do it in one page. I don't think we need 7 pages, 9 pages.
Oh, no. One page is good enough.
In the acknowledgement of this document, the mayor transition team says transportation has not been equally distributed to all residents in low-income neighborhoods and communities of color. There has been a persistent disinvestment in transportation assets, such as transit stations and protected pedestrian infrastructure, underinvestment in economic development, and overinvestment in polluting highways, the erased and divided vibrant neighborhoods, blah, blah, blah. Make it simple. Part-time jobs. Poverty-time jobs. Trains go through our neighborhoods where this happened, and those workers are from those neighborhoods. And to not see an acknowledgement of that phrase, part-time jobs, shows me that the transition team is either misinformed or they don't want to know. They just want to push some crap on us. I hope it's not that. The bad thing about part-time jobs is they bring down the quality of full-time jobs. They do. Because you can't live. The part-time jobs was never something for people to live off of. Never. Whatever little we had at the CTA in the 80s was the little for college students who were off for the summer. That was it. Them to rely on it. I mean, the Chicago Transit Authority full-time jobs allow blacks and Latinos to get their communities straight because we buy property and invest in our property, and we donate and we contribute to whatever causes we want and help feed that economy in our neighborhoods. He talks about equitable transit-oriented development again. It is not equitable transit-oriented development if it doesn't include the employees. It mentions us. We're missing. Then they talk about the budget shortfall, $730 million. It's real, but it's by design. Not necessarily the CTA's design or the mayor's design or the transition committee's design. They are merely agents of that design. Let me break it down. In 2023, our tax dollars are funding an $800 billion Department of Defense budget. War. $800 billion for war. Let's just say it like what it is. That's what it is. Almost, and I put it in the info, $180 billion every year for the prison industrial complex. Prisons and jails and so-called law enforcement. Are we any better off because of all of this? No. Our transit system's falling apart. We have a pittance, a $73 million budget shortfall, and now they're saying transportation officials must act today to ensure that transit doesn't face devastating cuts in the future. Okay, well, the cuts are coming, everybody. It's coming. The cuts are coming. They're coming. Until we direct the money, redirect the money. So they're talking about these cuts. We kept the economy moving, yet during the pandemic, the corporations and all of the great billionaire class are making money like they never made it before. It's just the truth.
Yep.
And we
loaded up.
Are struggling. Yeah, with a $3.5 billion budget for CTA, Pace, and Metra combined. CTA takes half of that, not half, but a little less than half of that. That ain't nothing, man. That ain't nothing. $800 billion a year just for wars? We could take care of public transportation in Chicago. No problem. What you think, Robert?
They're talking about this fiscal cliff that's coming once this pandemic money runs out in 2026. Well, how about they look into all the thousands and thousands of dollars that they're missing out from the customers who abuse the fare system, who abuse the fare system by using their senior grandparents' ride-free card or their ride-free disability card. You know, I got teenagers on my bus every day, every week, who are using their senior ride-free car or their senior disabled car, and you got kids who ride all day long who know they're over the age of 7 and their parents don't say a word. They don't pay anything. How about let's tighten up our bootstraps on getting the fares, the correct fares, the right fares. And as an employee, you know, I don't stress myself out about the fare, because if CTA don't care, I don't care. But that's one way they could get some of the money that they are losing. It's an all day thing. It's an all day thing. And Eric, I got a question for you. Have you seen this book? Have you seen this letter that Mr. 33% put out on July 5th saying from Mr. 33%, Mr. Dorval Carter, that's talking about Chicago is a world-class American city that hosts events with thousands of participants and viewers, such as the Chicago Marathon, Pace Chicago. Basically, he's saying our ongoing success accommodating these events is a testament to the professionalism of the CTA family of employees. I am sincerely impressed with your dedication to serving our customers. In all honesty, while I am excited at the result, I wasn't surprised. You are among the very best at what you do. We have roughly 2/3 of our summer season ahead of us, but I wanted to let you know that your excellence and your collective dedication have helped Summertime in Chicago get off to a great start. Keep up the very good work.
Yeah, please, guys. Please don't call off sick and don't strike. No.
You remember that last year right before July 4th they had the posters right by the check window that's saying roses are red or something. Please don't call. Basically, it was just a poster advising you or recommending or reminding you not to call off before the holidays.
Yeah. Oh, those bastards.
Isn't that
something? Oh, my God. Never mind you being abused and used and mistreated. Just come to work.
Yeah, please come to work on July 4th. Please don't call off.
Man,
we need you.
Oh my God, it's like it's so bad. You know, they punish us so mercilessly, right? You know, just firing people and finding things they can get them on FMLA and whatever. And then now they're like, you know what? Let's be nice to them. Maybe we'll just ask real nice, and maybe they won't call off.
Yeah, or we'll give them a bag of popcorn, but you got to sign for it.
Oh, yeah, got to sign for the popcorn, brother. Sign for the pin, the lapel pin. Your 75th anniversary, TA lapel pin. Here you go. Oh, you got to sign first.
Right. You got to sign for the 75-cent lapel pin.
Oh, my God.
You know they probably didn't pay more than $1.50 per pin.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Someone's at the door again. Right, excuse me, Robert. I got to get the door. I'll keep the phone with me here. All right. Oh, my God, look. Oh, you wouldn't believe who it is, Robert. Guess who's at my door?
Dorval Carter.
How'd you know?
I don't know.
Come on in, Big D. Yeah, I got to let him in. I got to let him in, right? I can let him in my house, right?
Yeah, go ahead.
I can let him in, right? Okay. Just so everybody knows, you know, Robert and I, we're in the Justice Coalition, and we often make fun of our union leadership when they have meetings and photo ops with Mr. 33%. Oh, excuse me, Mr. Dorval Carter. So this is not really a meeting because he just came over to my house. I'm just being polite. So let me let him. Hey, come on in, Mr. Carter. Come in.
I'm glad to be sitting here with you, Mr. Basir.
Oh, yeah. I'm not so glad to be sitting with you, sir.
Why do you say that?
Because you're a cheap bastard.
Well, I don't think that's very polite.
Yeah, man. I mean, what the hell? You know, why we got to sign for these stupid pins, man? Why don't you just give us a pin? What is it, like a $500, a solid gold or something?
Well, you see, what I was trying to explain in the – what we have to do with the various metrics of the various fine metals and the it's a very safe safe procedures must be followed, and when you die. Okay. I have no time for your corporate speak, Mr. Dorval Carter.
Well, if you would let me finish, if you would let me finish
speaking. No, I will not let you finish speaking. Leave my house right now. Get out. No, you know what? I'm giving you an express ride down the stairs. Okay, Robert, let's get back to business.
Yeah, that was interesting.
just when we were talking about these pins that he gives us. Lord have mercy. Okay, so I'm gonna break down a couple other things here real quick. This letter. Now, the governments are going to be discussing solutions, and the residents want to see a future that prioritizes safe multimodal transportation options in all communities. This, again, is gibberish. Gibberish. You want safe transportation options, safe and reliable, I guess. Intermodal comprehensive mobility planning throughout Chicago. Okay, intermodal. You talking about like tractor trailers that go on the flatbeds on trains or something? What does that mean? Equity and racial justice and processes and outcomes. Okay. So where can you have equitable justice except in processes and outcomes? You got to edit this stuff, y'all. Transition team. I want you to hire an editor next time. Emission reduction and climate resilience. Okay, all right. Emission reduction. Intersectional collaboration with departments that affect transportation, such as planning, housing, and economic development. Okay. And they're going to have a committee, and they compiled a list of the recommendations. So the goal one, I talked about that, stabilized service and delivery. So to do this, their vision is that trust in transit has to be restored. And frequency must be driven by community needs and racial equity. Again, I'm asking the transition team, do you know that the people that work at the CTA, many of them are in poverty? We have homelessness. I'm talking about CTA workers who don't have a home. You want trust in transit. Okay. Power wash these stations and these bus turnarounds every week so that it doesn't smell like a freaking toilet. But the CTA has those budgets, and now you're saying there's a shortfall. How is this going to happen when there's no money? And so much money is going to prisons and war. You realize this is going to take a movement of the people, not a movement of a committee, not people voting for somebody. But Brandon Johnson, the organizer, is going to have to step up and organize the city of Chicago. Things like a general strike to get the funding we need to shore up our pensions, our $53 billion pension obligation just for the city pension itself. I'm not even talking about CTA pension. Yeah. If the riders are going to trust the CTA, the public transportation system, the CTA public transportation system must be clean and reliable. And you cannot do that when you power wash terminal once a year. It's not going to happen. They're not going to trust, especially all the people that go through that terminal. We cannot sustain or even get close to what your vision is,
transition team with part-time jobs. Not going to happen. Your recommendations
Eric.
Are... Yes, sir. Go ahead.
I was going to make a comment about that part-time job that you said, that we have a lot, hundreds of workers working at CTA part-time.
We'll all be part-time by the time you take out the 50% deductions from our paycheck. We might as well all be part-time because we're down to about
$20, $21 an hour after they take out everything. We heard you, but it sounds like you're off your speaker.
All the deductions that they take out. We get our pie chart every 2 weeks. We only see about 50% of our income. The other 50% is gone to deductions, healthcare trusts, pension. The list goes on and on and on and on.
Yes. It sounds like your microphone changed or something. You're on speaker mic or something. But we did hear you. But yes, those deductions, the CTA workers are taking on such an obligation for health care and pension. They're not even using the health care as they should because it's so expensive with the high deductible. And the pension is double digit. Now, the pension is good in a sense. The CTA puts $2 for every dollar we put in. But when we have 13% of our pay going out to it, it's very, very, very burdensome. In some cases, our uniform allowance is inadequate. So we're paying for our uniform tool allowances are inadequate. So we're paying for uniforms and tools, especially in the maintenance side, janitorial, facility maintenance, vehicle maintenance, we pay a lot for our own clothes and tools out of our own pocket. So they're saving so much money on us. This has to be part of this. You got to understand, transition team, to go to the workers if you want to fix this CTA thing. Because we run it. You're talking to the CTA executives. All they do is sit and do nothing. We work. We run this thing. We know how it should run efficiently, and we can run it efficiently. It says, for the near-term recommendation is to address intersectionality of transportation, housing, land use, community facilities, parks, and open spaces. Okay. When you have workers that have no house, no land, no access to community facilities, they might be sleeping in the park. You can't even really get close to this until the CTA workers are able to live a dignified life, all of them. It says, appoint CTA leadership and RTA MetroPace board members committed to the administration's policy and priorities. Well, they already say they do that. Who? Appoint who? It must be riders and workers. The riders use the system. The workers operate and maintain the system. Who are you going to put on? Your friends? I don't know. Some non-profit CEO, a preacher, because that's what we have now. What about the people that are disabled? Are they going to be on this? Are we going to make sure people with disabilities? I'm not talking about obvious disabilities. I'm talking about people with mental health disabilities. Some people are just one pill away from losing their minds, one prescription away from losing it and going all into schizophrenia. So disability is more than just someone who has a mobility issue. And in some ways, when you're poor and in poverty, you've been disabled. What about the students? Are they going to be on this? Are we going to have any students? Are we going to have any college students and high school students on this board? That the leadership has, the CTA leadership has to report to? Can you imagine that if the management of the CTA had to report to the riders and the workers in order to keep their jobs? Then we could talk about something working. The near-term recommendation is to close the RTA's projected $730 million budget operating gap and prevent fare increases and service cuts. Okay. You don't have the money. You're going to have to redirect the funding. Say it. Say it. Yes, a lot of people aren't going to like it. But just say it. The war machine, the prison machine, need money redirected to the people machine. Just say it. But you're not going to say it. You know why? Because I see it right in here. I see it right in here. It's, people for using their cars. These are going to be poor people, you know. Okay? This is in the transition. Sustainable design guidelines and the use of renewable and sustainable materials in transportation and infrastructure projects. Okay, so is that going to be budget cuts? Funding, the near-term recommendations, pursue a new and enhanced funding sources at all levels of government, including progressive municipal revenue sources. Progressive municipal revenue sources that modernize and improve our existing funding structure. Okay, so you're going to shift them. It sounds like you're going to shift the money around a little bit, and the people still going to have to keep paying. The poor people, the people who use the system are going to have to keep paying more. Those who drive cars because they're scared to ride the train are going to be taxed. New revenues must avoid undue burdens on lower income residents who may drive older, less efficient vehicles. Okay, you're kind of addressing that, but that's going to lead to taxes of people who can't afford any more taxes. Support a flexible use of revenues generated from automobile user fees to ensure they are used to fund multimodal transport. Okay, look. The CTA is falling apart. Our buses and our trains and our stations, places where we work at the CTA, are falling apart. They are death traps, biological hazards, chemical hazards. And they're not being mitigated. They're not even being addressed. You go to the largest rail yard in the entire system. Every single fire hydrant is out of service. What happens if there's a fire in the rail yard at Howard? Well, we're just going to have to let it burn itself out. Really? Really? Let the fire burn itself out. All these chemicals from our trains, all the plastics, all these materials, it's just going to smoke and poison the air of the people that live around that rail yard if there's a fire. Because we don't have any working fire hydrants in the whole damn rail yard. Care what you're saying about this stuff right now, transition team, there's no new funding. The funding is being sucked from us for wars and prisons. I broke it down. $180 billion a year to the prison industrial complex, $800 billion for war, Department of Defense. It used to be called Department of War, by the way. There's our money. Okay, there's no new. You don't have to do municipal nothing. You don't need any more user fees. But you got to tell the people the truth, Brandon Johnson. Transition team, Pam Buckner, tell the people the truth. Discretionary funding? No, there's no discretion. We need the discretionary funding because we have lead in our pipes. We have children starving and homeless in our schools. So we need all kind of that discretionary funding. This ETOD policy plan and the committees and whatnot, it's nice. But what you're doing is you're funding what's called management bloat. And you're not funding when it comes to what we need. And we need full-time jobs. We need to lessen the burden on the workers for the health insurance. We need Medicare for all, health care for all, education for all. And don't tell me we can't do it. The money's there, I just told you. But you don't want to tell the people the truth. You're afraid they're going to get angry. But you in office now, Mr. Johnson. Organizer Johnson. Public school teacher Johnson. Teach the people the truth. And they'll adapt and begin to start believing in themselves as agents of change. There's one good thing in this report. It's solid and to the point. It's a goal. It's very achievable. It's understandable. It's tangible. And that is improved pedestrian and cyclist safety by restricting right turns on red. Boom. See, you know, you get stuff like this, people can understand that. All this equity and mobility and mobility and intersectional transactions and redirecting the discretionary recommendation for multimodal defaults. What the? We don't want these people on their bike getting run over. And I tell you, I have been almost hit multiple times on a bike with people turning right on red. Walking. Okay, it makes sense. I want you all to take this rough draft of the transition report to the workers of the Chicago Transit Authority, Pace, Bus, and Metra. And redo it. I had a professor in college, an art teacher, and he told me, I said, hey, man, look at what I just designed. He said, looks good, needs more development, and he gave it back to me. I was like, oh, what the hell? This needs more development, Mr. Johnson, Mr. Buckner. I'm going to be here to give you platitudes. There's one thing in here that is extremely disturbing to me, okay? And that is, at the end, for additional insights, the last page, education and workforce development. This could be anything. And the CTA will tell you they're doing it. But let me help you now. Let me give you some guidance. You can help make public transportation better in the city of Chicago if you take these points from your last page about what I'm saying. We have something called the Second Chance Program at the CTA. I call it Second Class. Look it up if you don't know about it by now. But you're giving people who have a hard time getting a job. You make them earn the job. That's what you're trying to do, CTA. Okay. After 6 months, if they're clean, they don't break the rules, you make them full-time permanent. Simple. You want to talk about education on the rails, on the train side. I call the repairer. We have in our contract with the CTA exactly what you're talking about. Attachment C in the collective bargaining agreement. It's called the Excel agreement. And guess what? Chicago Transit Authority bits on it. We have all the workforce training that you need on the rail side. They had it on the bus side, but then they got sold out. Sure, they can get it back. But on the rail side, we got it right in our contract. And it can be improved. You don't need to get anything new. You don't need to make anything up. You don't need to go find something else. It's right there. Economic development, O'Hare and Midway. Invest in our repair facility, our training facility. Do you know there is no model train for us to work on for training, for learning how to repair trains at the CTA? We got a little mock-up of some wheels and stuff. We don't have a whole train that students can learn on. We got to put new people on the job and hope they don't break something and cause a delay for a train that needs to be used. We call it revenue train. Our instructors on the rail side are paid extremely low compared to all the other instructors, the CTA. Our maintenance instructor. Why are one instructor paid less than the other? We should all be paid. All our instructors should be paid the same. Now, the CTA doesn't have the instructor pool that they need of experienced people because they wouldn't pay them. I'm giving you this not as a grievance, but to tell you if you invest in what you have at the Chicago Transit Authority, you're going to have economic development. Housing. I told you before, we got homeless CTA workers. No CTA worker should ever be homeless. We move this city and its economy, and it depends on us. Why? When we have a majority, I'm not going to say majority, almost half of our workforce are women. A lot of them are single moms. We have no child care whatsoever for them. And you know, as a union steward, the majority of the write-ups, the terminations, are because these young women had to go take care of sick children. Yeah. Or they go to whatever. Not necessarily sick, but they've got to take care of the children. Got to be home. Public health. I ain't talking about rules, safety rules, to fire people. Take pictures of them messing up. Remove the hazards. Clean all these particulate matter, all this chemical crap in our shops and our terminals. Keep them clean. Have facilities maintenance, janitorial. Good union jobs. We got great janitors. We need more. Cleaning the facilities every day. Not just trying to wing it. And that's what they do. We don't have any cafeteria at any of our facilities except where? CTA headquarters. CTA headquarters. It's a nice restaurant. They got a little break room, healthy things to eat. It's not like that at our terminals and shops. But if you start and you invest in full-time jobs, two-person crews, we'll have plenty of runs, plenty of trains, plenty of buses, and you can have cafeterias in our terminals, our shops, 24 hours, so we can eat healthy food. Climate and environmental justice. That's related to what I was saying about safety and public health. But CTA workers need to have parking spaces. You know these managers, some of them are real nasty. They don't know that some of us are parking in places we shouldn't be parking in, but we need to park because there ain't nowhere to park the car. And they'll call the city agency, hey, go tow them. We got some CTA workers there, go tow them. We got a guy at, I call him the chair burglar, at the Splane shop, Forest Park. He called the cops on our call, got a whole bunch of workers ticketed. There's plenty of parking spaces there, empty, but he's going to get them ticketed. We CTA workers should be able to do that. They should be able to have the divvy bike. They should be able to ride share, whatever it is. Take care of the workers. I know it's been a long show, a lot of ranting. But we're done for now. I suggest you get this report. We have a version of it, just the transportation section. Look at it for yourselves. I got to say, things ain't looking good for CTA workers under Brandon Johnson right now. So we're going to hold you accountable, Mr. Johnson. Mr. Buckner, in a transition team, gave you some tips. We're going to have to give you our own report. We're not robots. And on July 14th, Friday, this Friday, 3 to 4 p.m., Blue Line, Forest Park Terminal, CTA workers, CTA riders, Pace, riders and workers, and those who support the CTA workers, we're getting together. We're going to protest about these things. I hope you join us. Thanks a lot for listening. Until the next time, peace.